We've been mightily distracted by weather, by school closings, by all kinds of things, but there's a rumor there's a certain holiday coming up in a couple of days. Thursday happens to be February 14th. And yes, there are roses, yes, there's chocolates, yes, there's going out to dinner. But I think more significantly than all of those, yes, there's music. So let's go to our studio and see what we can find about music that would exactly fit that.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too.
Love me too.
Keep the love light glowing. Call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with only.
The dulcet and wonderfully unique sounds of a barbershop quartet. This one is called the State Line Quartet, comprised of the tenor Jim Peters, the lead singer Lauren Rentz, and the baritone Dave Kirkpatrick, and the bass Chuck Harris. State Line Quartet, which is going to be singing for some people, and we're going to talk about that in various ways. If you have a chance to jot down a phone number that you might care to have, it's 842-6535. We'll let you know that a little bit later in the program, too. 842-6535. So, the Barbershop Quartet, Chuck Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Burns. Great to see you.
Let's
again.
Begin with you. Let's quickly dispense of your wonderful past with this station. You were on the very ground floor, weren't you?
Well, I hate to admit I've been around that long, but yes, it's well over 20, 25 years.
Well, the station was founded 39 years ago.
Yeah,
sorry
to
tell you
that. It's been close to 30 years,
So you've had that involvement with the station. You've been away and you've back, and I gather that you're the kind of person that if you've been around for some time, you might need to find a grocery store, you might need to find a few other things, but I'll bet you look for a barbershop quartet to sing in.
It took me a little while, but actually I was looking.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to bring in any of the rest of you to just kind of jump into this. Tell me about the disease of the need to sing in a barbershop quartet, because it's something you can't help, isn't it? Who wants to come in on this one? Lauren Rentz, come on in.
Just a little. The harmony.
Come a little closer.
There's just nothing like standing with three other men and singing in harmony. It creates overtones that you don't get with SATB music, for instance, and it's just magic.
Mm-hmm. Who else wants to second that or talk about any other of the joys, Jim or Dave or anybody else, of singing in a barbershop quartet? Dave?
Well, I enjoy we call it a buzz that we get, and you can feel that throughout your body. And it's very addicting. And I've been singing since junior high school in a barbershop quartet. Mm-hmm. And it has stuck all of these mm-hmm. years of being 48 years now of singing.
Physiologically, it's kind of an acoustic thing from when you're perfectly in tune and the sound waves just exactly
line up.
Those
rare moments when you're perfectly in tune.
Okay, so barbershop quartet. So you've put this one around. And what are kind of some of the different definitions and different aspects of barbershop quartets? Lauren, you were talking about some unique aspects of this one as opposed to some overachieving barbershop quartets of your past. Or anybody can come in on that one.
Yeah, I mean, we're all prone to overachieving. But no, this group is the first group I've been involved with where we founded it just to have fun. We don't care if we ever go to contest. I don't know that we will. But we have, you know, rehearsals are even fun because we don't have pressure to get ready for a contest or any specific performance. We just have fun.
And speaking of those contests, it's just kind of like a sports thing or something, or you're judged and whoever rises to the top. And is there a Super Bowl of barbershop quartets?
Yes, international competition. This year it's in Salt Lake City, and it moves around the country every year.
Too bad it wasn't on TV. It would have been a lot more interesting than the Super Bowl this year, don't you think?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would have been a great improvement from that. So then there's the other thing. Let's spend a few more moments with the competition barbershop quartet, because it's more than just singing well, isn't it, in the cutthroat world?
There are three categories that they judge, and performance, singing, and music, and all of those overlap. Mm-hmm. But the international competition is pretty much now the province of young people. In the past few years, the average age of new members of our society has moved from 56 to 19. And there are courses forming in large cities around the country of young men with like a 30-year or 35-year age limit.
Well, so what do you ascribe to this rise of young people catching on to it? What's the attraction for them?
Well, I think it's the same thing. It's the sound and opportunities to perform. Once singers, most of us are amateur singers, once we leave high school, our opportunities for singing are limited. Church choir, perhaps, maybe a community chorus. But in any city you move to in the United States and most foreign countries, there is a barbershop chorus. Mm-hmm.
And then going along with this statistics, the average age from what to what?
From around 56. That was around 5 to 7 years ago. Wow. The average age now is 19.
Yeah. So with such a dramatic change is there, has there been tension in the barbershop quartet world of what is a barbershop quartet? What is barbershop quartet music? Do people fight over whether you whether you need ninth chords or not and all that stuff?
Oh, my, yes, there's that. But the big issue now is that the society has expanded membership to include women. There's a blending of the Sweet Adelines and the Barbershop Harmony Society that is changing. It's changing the style. The young people obviously have changed it with the athletic voices and their penchant for modern music. and fortunately, our leaders have seen to go along a certain amount with that and let things modernize some. Otherwise, in another generation or so, this style will just die out.
Sure.
It's good American folk.
Yeah, that's it.
There's something else we ought to mention as well. The youth movement has been driven by a lot of cultural changes. The a cappella movement with younger people has been around now for a few years, but it's just skyrocketed in these last few years. Mm-hmm.
The Nylons and all of those other a cappella groups.
Yep. Yeah. Pitch-perfect movies, type of thing, all are mostly a cappella. We've had competitions now with younger people uniquely all around the countryside. And that's driven a huge interest in this. Quartets and groups like Pentatonix, for example. People love the sound of a cappella harmony. Pentatonix does pretty well. And so younger people with those more athletic voices that Vern was talking about, they really like this opportunity to get involved with more modern music, a more modern sound, but in that more traditional a cappella feeling.
Yeah, talking with the State Line Quartet, and I promised I'd give out the phone number a few more times, 842-6535, because they are doing some things this week relative to Valentine's Day, and we'll get to that. Mostly just grab that phone number, and we'll circle back around to that. But for your group, for the State Line Quartet, how do you define your range of repertoire? Has that changed from what you might have done 20 years ago or not?
And I don't think there's any question about that. Part of being in a barbershop quartet is that you perform at any opportunity. Often that's retirement homes and you know, wherever you can find a gig. And these days, in those venues, the music they play, even on their intercom, is music from my youth, from the 60s, mm-hmm. late 50s. And so...
Because that's who the residents are.
That is indeed true.
We blush
and
to
that's
say.
That's who the guys are singing, at least yeah. in this group. Yeah. You know, we are of a certain age. And, you know, we are going to sing some Beatles songs. And that's the stuff that's popular now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and interestingly enough, when you sing a Beatles song, you don't have to take it far from its origin, because that sound mm-hmm. and that concept was in the original song in many cases.
Well, it was beautifully written, all of that music, and so mm-hmm. it lends itself to arranging.
Well, let's make you kind of deliver what we're talking about. Let's send you out to the studio.
Wonderful.
And so this is the State Line Quartet going to head out to the studio for a Beatles song. We've been talking with Lauren Rentz, the lead singer to this, and we were talking with Chuck Harris, the bass. We heard from Dave Kirkpatrick, the baritone, and Jim Peters, the tenor, is so far sufficing himself to be the tenor singer here. And we'll try to get him into the conversation. We'll talk a little bit more about what they're currently doing and what they're specifically doing this week. But they're back in the studio. And so let's see if they've gotten their pitch pipe. I think they have. And let's hear a Beatles tune.
When I get older, losing my hair many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine, birthday greeting, bottle of wine? If I've been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Bum, 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 bum. You'll be older too. Ah, and if you say, I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights are gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside Sunday morning, go for a ride, doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we could rent a cottage on the Isle of Wight. If it's not too dear, we shall scrimp and save. Grandchildren on your knee,
little Vera, Chuck, and Dave. Do 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 do.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64.
From our studio, the State Line Barbershop Quartet singing When I'm 64, that great Beatles tune. Once again, from top to bottom, Jim Peters, the tenor, Lauren Rentz, the lead, Dave Kirkpatrick, the baritone, and Chuck Harris, the bass on this group. And we were having a little discussion during the rehearsal of of the delicious irony of encountering that song from the other side.
Yeah.
When we think of you know, John and his friends singing when they were looking forward, you know, 25 years or something like that on what it would be. But anyway, one of the possibilities. And Chuck, let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is not the first time that Barbershop's Quartet has come in February. So what do Barbershop Quartets like to do in February?
We love to sing.
And specifically?
We are doing Singing Valentines on Thursday of this week. We have a few opportunities left during the day. So we would encourage folks who would like to have something like this for someone special in your life, please give us a call. And I don't have the number.
Well,
but
I do, and I've told people that they need to be watching for it, 842-6535, 842-6535. When we put this up as a podcast after the in about an hour or so, we'll have that number up there too. And partly that's because you're not some big business barbershop quartet that has a, you know, that has a manager and a tour bus and all that stuff. You're just
yeah, we're left our tour bus in the parking lot in the snowdrift over
yeah
here.
There you go.
It's called Subaru Outback.
Yeah, the folks who've come together to sing barbershop quartet music, and then a few goodies, you know, balloons and candy and all the things just to make it a real celebration. Have any of you done one of these before, one of these Valentine's Day gigs?
Every year for 40 years, approximately.
Okay, so
in several different states. Yeah.
You know how to do that gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It is so much fun. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've had a tremendous opportunity. I don't know how many proposals that we've sung for.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some extraordinary responses mm-hmm. from some of the folks. Mm-hmm. We've also sung to men mm-hmm. on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day because their sweetheart wants mm-hmm. them to have a Valentine, and we happen to do a pretty good job of it.
Nice.
Oh, I remember one time we even sang to a pair of dogs.
Okay. There you go.
It's a fact. A pair of Doberman Pinschers belonged to a fellow who started a winery up on Mount Spokane. And he had us over to his house, and they had a bottle opening.
Oh, sure.
That's about all I remember of that.
Yeah. That's Jim Peters, the tenor. I'm trying to think. It was that Mountain Dome?
Mountain Dome, that's what
it
was.
Yeah, and Paul Mike Mons.
Very nice man.
His father, Paul, who was one of the major features in all Lutheran organ playing on the planet. Yeah.
Wanted to make one thing perfectly clear here. There was a TV report on CBS Sunday morning about singing Happy Birthday, this type of thing, and or singing Valentine's. There's been a lot of conjecture over the years about, you know, what do you do when a barbershop quartet shows up? First of all, this isn't a getcha. This mm-hmm. isn't a gotcha. Mm-hmm. This isn't a we're going to make fun of you. Mm-hmm. It's genuine. It's sincere. Mm-hmm. And there's an expression of love and affection that we have that's somewhat unique mm-hmm. to the barbershop world, that we can communicate with somebody on the other side of the counter or the desk or the chair that really is unique.
Nice.
We can also embarrass the heck out of you.
Yeah, if you want to. And so exactly what Chuck Harris was just saying, I think, will be exemplified by your final song. So why don't you go out and sing an absolutely lovely Beatles song for us. This is the State Line Quartet. They're number 842-6535 that's been with us. And they're going to go get in place for a piece that is very little changed from how it was when it was a Beatles tune. As they go back to our studio and we hear this tune, the Barbershop Quartet, an example of their singing Valentines.
Something in the attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe and how. Something in her smile, she that I don't need no other lover.
Something in her style she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. You stick around and it may show. I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the thing she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Wow. Live from the studio, the Beatles' Something, sung by the State Line Quartet. Let's say their names again. It's worth it for that beautiful singing. Jim Peters, the tenor, Lauren Rantz, the lead, Dave Kirkpatrick, the baritone, and Chuck Harris, the bass. And once again, that phone number, 842-6535, State Line Quartet.